This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Another pristine week of COVID-19 panic coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger. Now, one of the distributors, I think, of the BNT product line of submachine guns or semi-automatic versions of those. Check them out. Double check me on that one. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I need to make a little administrative announcement. Well, two administrative announcements. Okay, so starting next week on Wednesday, Lock and Load will start airing at 3 p.m. Eastern until 6 p.m. Eastern across the affiliates that carry the show. That's item number one. If you live in Northern California, very shortly you're going to get there's going to be something that starts up at, I think there's 8 TV channels that are going to carry this in Northern California. Don't ask me why in Northern California. But we are creating Lock and Load TV. And that and about $4 will buy you a cup of coffee. Joining me now, as we do on Monday, is, you know, he's a writer, he's a podcaster, and he joins me every Monday, thankfully, a classmate of mine. This would be writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Does that mean I need a makeup artist here at the Morse studio?
I don't know, unless you have really good lighting, probably not. I'm not going to have one. I'm just going to do it in the dark.
I think that's I've been often told that that is when I look my best. So we can do that. Bill, it's great to hear you. What an insane week this has been.
Yeah.
For human rights, for the right of self-defense. Wow. Are you sure that you can't get Stephen on as a co-host?
Stephen will be on in the third hour.
Every dang day. This is nuts.
Stephen will be on in the third hour today.
Oh, I'm going to be doing the Polite Society podcast at that time. Okay. By the time I'm done, you'll probably have that posted. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
I don't think we've ever mentioned what you do. I mean, when Rob comes on the show on Mondays, no sooner does he get off of the air with me, then all of a sudden I see something popping up about Polite Society podcast is recording right now. Because he goes straight from one place to another.
With that short detour in between. The reason I'm thinking of Steve is the Illinois governor said, I like lockdown so much, we're going to extend them. And there was a suit brought against him by one of the state legislators who said, you know, that exceeds your authority. And he found a judge to say, yes, it does. I just saw where my governor here in Louisiana said, you know, another 2 weeks would suit you guys because you haven't paid for your freedom yet. And I'm hoping someone will sue his rear end.
Who the hell is your governor that would say that? Who is that?
John Bel Edwards, a Democrat.
Okay. The gubernatorial politics of Louisiana, I only lived there for a year. And I heard all about the gubernatorial politics of Louisiana. It's something else.
So that's the crazy end of the spectrum. On the oh my, this is markedly sane. I know the last time I was on, we'd done 41 videos. Guns 101, we're calling it. That's also
right
by Self Defense Radio Network. That's now up to 78.
There you go.
We had Masad Ayoub on. You know, we planned to have him on, finally got him in there. And that is our welcome message to new gun owners. My personal nightmare. I get to claim a little bit of the fatherhood of this, although it takes lots of people to do it. My fear was a new gun owner would take the gun home, either have an accident with it or use it inappropriately, and then we would see a slew of new firearms regulations. I think my concern was overblown. My fellow citizens are more cautious and as responsible as I'd hoped. But if they'd like to be well informed, it's on YouTube. Look for Polite Society Podcast. Go to our playlists, Guns 101, 78 short videos, each one less than 10 minutes.
Yep.
They're waiting for you. And, tell me the video quality is not, is contemporary anyway.
Right now it is, yeah. Your video quality is as good as the Tonight Show. Absolutely, yeah. It is. One of the things I think that a lot of people are going to figure out as far as this goes, video production doesn't have to cost as much as they pay for it.
As Ackerman and McQueen would make us think?
Yeah. But they do put on an impressive show. But, I mean, it doesn't take that much to do it.
Okay.
It takes, if you've got lighting and if you have a good internet, say if you're doing something live, if you've got lighting, you have a good internet signal and you have a camera that records in HD resolution, it's going to look as good as anything you see on TV.
There you go. Now I see. There was something that, my fear about new gun owners, oh, you might make a mistake. And then I read this news article where, no, Rob, don't worry about the mistakes that a new gun owner might make. We've got politicians making horrendous decisions. They don't want to be sued if a prisoner gets COVID-19. So they've opened up, in this case, confirmed rapists, convicted rapists, out of Rikers Island in New York State. And they were out about 10 days, and they offended again sexual assault. And I went, oh, I take it all back. I just hope my fellow citizens can defend themselves from the horrible decisions these politicians are making, and that will hold the politicians accountable for those decisions.
The one thing about the decisions they're making, though, is it's sort of an eye-opener, because where else can you enforce social distancing without curtailing freedoms but a prison?
Right. Good point.
And the fact that they got out there and said, well, it's so dangerous, COVID-19 is, that we got to release these people. And yet, in the same instance, their whole quarantine thing is backwards anyway. When I think of quarantine, when I was a kid, when they came back from Apollo 11, they were put in quarantine. They walked straight from a helicopter wearing a gas mask into quarantine, and then they were locked in quarantine for however many weeks they were, and they had their meals brought to them, and they could not leave that place. That's quarantine.
Right.
It's a barrier between you and everybody else. That's quarantine. What we have now is not quarantine. The other thing is that quarantine right now is being done to a bunch of healthy people.
Yes.
So.
Well, okay. Well, if you want to, I've run some of those numbers.
Well, let's talk about them in the next segment.
To back up that concern, Bill.
Yeah, let's talk about those in the next segment. Let's do that. And Rob, from here, he will be going straight to pre-record the Polite Society podcast, which is, how many hours is that? Is that three?
It feels like that. No, just two.
Just two. But it's five people, four or five people. That's the Polite Society podcast. He has his solo podcast, which is Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is unique in the United States as far as the content it presents. And he is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, which that's where it starts. And then from there, it goes to ClashDaily.com. And then from there, it goes to the most, they just cracked the top 1,000 websites in the world, that being Ammo Land. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morrison. We were taking a break so that we could, we were getting ready to tune up and head off in a direction. Where would you like to go, sir?
Well, Bill, I haven't written almost anything about firearms this week. I've been writing about the political craziness we let run over us with this influenza. Our firearms were designed so that politicians had to talk to us. They couldn't from on high say, and you, subjects will obey the king. We'd say, no, sir.
That was pretty good.
Talk to me. We'll discuss it. And then we lost our minds. We thought that because we didn't see it, it didn't happen. 2.8 million of us die every year. That's life and death. And when we don't see it, we forget it happens every day. About 2% of us, of the people who die, that is, will die from COVID-19.
About not quite that much, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. About 37,000 people
did you say 2% or 0.2%?
2%.
2%. Okay.
Of the people who die. Out of 100 people who die this year, about two of those will die from this disease.
Yeah.
Now, there's about 68,000 people that will get it and die of it. It's not quite twice the average number of people who die from the flu every year. Well, okay, we have to keep things in perspective. Guys, when you make people unemployed, you really increase the rate of suicide. If you're unemployed, the rate of suicide, which is always rare, we have to remember it doesn't happen every day. I mean, it doesn't happen to most people never consider it, thank God. But unfortunately, 47,000 of us took our life in 2017. So more people die of suicide than the flu. We're making people unemployed. That number's likely to go up. We might, it's not equal, but it's close. We have to be really careful with social distancing because it's not going to bring the death toll from COVID to zero, but it's going to radically drive up the number of people who are unemployed, and it may take more lives than it saves. We need to be judicious. Let me give you an example of different ideas. Sweden said, no social distancing. Yeah, no big sporting events, but other than that, go about your lives. The governor of South Dakota said basically the same thing. Hey,
right.
Be smart. No, we're going to close down the schools. Go home. You want to wear a mask? Great. I hope you do. I'm not going to jail you if you don't. Their expected death toll in South Dakota is 87. That's by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Not 87 a day, a week, a month. 87. So we need to be smart because our future is fragile. There are lots of ways to break it. We don't have a vaccine. The only way this disease is finally stopped is when enough of us who are healthy get it, survive it, and have immunity. Then maybe we can keep our friends like Bill safe. In the meantime, wash our hands, right?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good to go anyway, though. I'm not that worried about it. I think I've already had it, and I was afraid of it until I began to realize certain things that, you know, become cognizant of that. So, anyway, I'm not that worried about it now, but I understand exactly. But this is what it boils down to as far as this stuff goes. Though. I mean, this, what we have right now.
Yeah.
I don't know that given the fact that they did a test in New York, testing for antibodies of COVID-19, and 2.7 million people tested positive for that in New York City.
Wow.
That tells me that, you know, in December and in January and in February, when we were all looking at the TV going, why are they impeaching Trump for making a phone call? That's what we were all paying attention to, because that's what everybody wanted us to pay attention to. And then COVID-19 was here already. It was here. And people had it, and people got sick from it. They either got over it or they passed away. And 99% of them got over it.
Yes.
So, you know, there's going to be a lot of fallout over this, I think,
when it all comes out,
I think there's going to be a whole lot of stuff that comes. There's going to be a lot of fallout over this.
We've got 2 minutes. Let me take 30 seconds to describe one of the things I learned when I studied the deaths in New York City. I think that's over a fifth of all the deaths from it in the United States. 16,000 people died. 88% of them had more than two comorbidity factors, meaning, oh, they're both obese and they have a heart condition. They're both obese and diabetic. They're diabetic and have respiratory problems, you know, chronic respiratory problems. Only 4% were what appeared to be healthy people. Whoa. So, look, that's shocking that this disease knocks down 4% of healthy people. But it's not the, oh my gosh, mass graves. The doctors have a way of describing your health in relative terms. They say, of the conditions you have right now, barring anything else, you'll live so many years. The people that died of COVID in New York City were expected to live less than 10 years.
Oh yeah, they were all over 63. These are some common denominators. Most of them were over 63. They had type 1 diabetes. They were obese. They had hypertension. I mean, this is the kind of thing where anything that you catch that puts stress on your system, right, can take you over the edge. That's the problem with comorbidities. You know, but at the same time, there's been a lot of people that have passed away from being hit by a bus that they're calling it a coronavirus death. So, anyway. Yeah, that's what they're doing there. I mean, this is where we get when the dust settles, this is going to be a lot less, I think. But we're going to be right back. You can catch Rob's stuff at Slowfax WordPress blog. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We've made such strides like it wouldn't even be, you wouldn't even believe it.
President Trump speaking at the White House when discussing his administration's ongoing response to the coronavirus outbreak. The president meeting with top retailers at the White House. Small businesses are now able to apply for loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's all part of the $500 billion stimulus package that the president signed on Friday. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz believes these loans are just Band-Aids.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term Band-Aid that will run out of money in the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
Schultz speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some states are carefully beginning that process of slowly opening small businesses. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining, as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines.
They will be wearing masks, wearing gloves. We'll certainly be enforcing social distancing, including the occupancy requirements.
That's Ryan Zink from Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. A Nebraska hog producer says he expects a million pigs will not be slaughtered over the next 5 days because of the closings or slowing down of packing plants due to the coronavirus.
Figure 220-pound carcass, that's 220 million pounds of meat that will be going into a hole instead of being to the grocery store shelves.
Jim Pillen speaking there on NBC News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, as we do.
Well, I mean, there's only 1,000 directions we can go. Let's just skim the cream of the crop. You recall, what was it, a few weeks ago now, before this country went crazy, someone went crazy in Nova Scotia, killed over a dozen people. I think the number has risen up to 22 because he lit the crime scenes on fire, so it took a while to identify everybody.
Right.
And then the Canadian liberals said, you know, we'll have to look at outlawing more firearms. Now we find out that the guy, the murderer, was a prohibited person, so their gun laws didn't work. All they succeeded in doing was disarming the victims.
See, here's the thing about these guys that want to do that. That genie is out of the bottle. You've tried, especially in Canada, they've already, I don't know how much more gun control they can have.
Well, they could pretend to outlaw them like Mexico.
Well, like sure they can. Like Mexico. That is a really good example, too, like Mexico. Because in Mexico, they don't, you know, the criminals aren't just going after regular guns. They're going after military hardware. I mean, they've got frags and fully automatic weapons of all sorts and crew-served weapons and probably some aircraft and tracked vehicles. There is no outlawing of guns. There is no banning of guns. The only thing they can do is make the potential target a deterrent. That's it. That's all there is for them now. If their actual thing is to lessen the loss of life, the only thing they can really, truly, logically consider is allowing people to be prepared for it and letting people know that people are allowed to be prepared to fight you back if you come in trying to do a rampage killing.
The politicians want to sell ink on paper to the news media.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty easy, that's an easier sell than actually having to accomplish anything.
Right. Well, yeah, that's,
I know. You and I keep trying to make sense, and what we're seeing is a political sales job. Well, there's another political sales job. Well, I guess we have to back up half a step. The U.S. Supreme Court said, oh, remember, what was that, 5 months ago when we got the final arguments in New York Rifle and Pistol versus the City of New York, a case that's been in the court for 7 years, I'll remind you. Today, the Supreme Court said, yeah, no, that's moot. But that really misses the point, because the New York District Court, the district for the Southern District of New York, said that New York City was completely justified and correct to ban the movement of personally owned legal firearms for lawful purposes. Then the Second District Court agreed with them on appeal. And it took 7 years for the Supremes to say, oh, but now New York changed its laws. They radically missed the point. We don't need to fix New York, Bill. Not a bit. We don't need to fix New York City. We need to fix the courts from coast to coast. And the Supreme Court missed an opportunity to do that.
Well, I think if Trump gets reelected, I think, and I'm going to try to get some corroboration from that from Stephen to see what he thinks about the complexion of it. But I think if Trump gets reelected, I think it's just a matter of time before RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which I wish her no ill will.
Right.
And that lady, she's tough as nails and everything, but you can only be tough as nails for so long.
My daughter was born when Clarence Thomas was appointed to the Supreme Court. She's
right.
27.
Yeah.
So there may be, I hope, Clarence, my wife's met him. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. He may say, I want to step down now so that I'm sure of my replacement. The good news also from the U.S. Supreme Court is that they said, you know, we will consider the case coming out of San Jose where a woman's husband said, I've got mental problems. Gotcha. She puts her guns away. The cops come and take them. And then she says, hey, it was him, not me. Give him back. They grind it through the courts. The courts say, well, you're not a prohibited person. You can go buy new ones. But the courts refused to demand that the police return her old firearms. Basically, the state has more lawyers than you do. They're free to break the law, and the courts would not defend the human right of self-defense. Okay, good. The Supremes say they might look at that. About time. How many years until that one is declared mute when on the 11th day, the 11th hour, the 59th minute, they return the firearms? It's now mute?
Right.
Drives me crazy.
The anti-gun politicians are one thing they definitely are. They are active and they are imaginative. They'll try to, but they also learn it for the long game. Like what happened in California with the ammunition background check or whatever they had in place that got stopped and then it got reinstated. They're going to do whatever they can do to try to get gun control. It's going to come down to these states individually, and these people in these states. Those that are there, that are in the electorate, they got to be educated, and then they got to be activated. And if they do that, it doesn't matter what they hear. It doesn't matter how much money's spent on the election. Because when you hear about money being spent on the election, that's either salaries for your staff, which are going to do a bunch of things, and the rest of it basically breaks down to being advertising.
Yep.
So, and there's no votes being bought. Just ask Donald Trump how that worked out in 2016. Because I think Hillary Clinton outspent him 3-1. She spent over a billion. She spent $1.4 billion to lose.
Yep.
So.
And I did read the judge's rebuttal, the judge's order, 120 pages. He was brilliant. He knew it was going to be rejected by the Ninth Circuit, but doesn't matter. We'll see if the Supreme Court takes a Second Amendment case every 10 years. We've lost our rights because they need to correct the terms under which those decisions are rendered at the lower court level. They've let a lot of garbage stand.
I think that only holds true if it only stays the way it is. If everything status quo remains the same. Although America is getting, right now they've discovered protesting again, and that might lead to something else. And now we're hearing about all these food shortages that they're beginning to project. This is about to get, and it's all going to be for nothing. Everything that may happen here shortly is going to be for no good reason. It didn't happen for any good reason. But coming up on the next break, of course, right after he gets done here, he's going to go do the Polite Society podcast with his merry band of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. And the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, that happens a couple of times a week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse.
There's a little more politics we could cover. Before we do, two of the self-defense cases that I turned over this week for self-defense gun stories were unusual enough I wanted to talk to you about them.
Okay.
Okay. So this one starts off, looks absolutely normal. Columbia, Missouri. You're a single mom. It's 11. You got three kids at home. Everybody's in bed. The boyfriend comes over. He's upset. It didn't say in the article. I'm thinking he's also intoxicated. You don't want to deal with him. The door's closed. You say, go away. He argues. You say, look, I'm armed. This is not a discussion. Go away. Okay, he leaves. He gets to his car that's parked on the street and starts shooting at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. You've got kids inside. You open the door. You shoot at him. He goes, oh, she was right. She's not going to put up with this. He drives away. Great. You've ended the attack. 11 at night. I tried to look on a street map. I can't tell exactly who's where. But the first thing you notice is, that's not 7 yards. That's probably 35 yards.
Okay.
At night. That's different than the way we train.
Yeah.
So, new gun owners, things aren't always the way you imagine them. Get some distance practice. Also, most of the attacks in our homes happen at night. Okay. Another thing for you to look at. The next one was interesting as well. This is all the way out in Dolan Springs, Arizona. You look at it on the map. It's one of those, well, I see the roads. Are there any houses down there? Yes, they're widely spaced. You and your friend are going to check on a neighbor. You haven't heard from her for a while. You're just walking over to her house, just a wellness check. Hey, do you need anything? I'm going into a bigger city where they have a Walmart. And you see a guy walking out of your neighbor's house carrying some equipment. And you go, hey, have you seen so-and-so? And the guy drops what he's carrying, takes a firearm and starts shooting at you and your friend. He was robbing the place. Unfortunately, the attacker's a good shot. Your friend is hit. You shoot back. This isn't the typical 3 yards, 3 shots, 3 seconds. This is, oh my gosh, who is this guy? It doesn't give the distance, but when I looked at it, the houses looked to be 50 to 100 yards apart. You're probably closer than that because
right.
You and I just don't shout over distances that are that far. Wow. Okay. Another long distance encounter. Oh, to put the gun between me and the bad guy and pull the trigger might not be enough. It might frighten somebody, but you want to avoid a gunfight. You want to end the threat. Also, think of this. What if things had been ever so slightly different? You're the armed defender. If you were shot first and your friend was unarmed, would that have become a double murder because he could not have defended you?
Yeah.
So, details matter. Plan ahead. Practice under all kinds of conditions. I'd rather you be good at everything than great before you become great at any one thing.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm about to do. I'm about to start. I'm going to look into bullseye shooting, but I'm going to use the guns that I would carry.
Good for you.
But I'm going to look into bullseye shooting because one thing, I think I would have had a better class with Steve if it hadn't been 103 degrees or 108 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was messing with my eyes a lot. I was wearing iPro, which I, as long as everything's okay and a decent temperature, I don't have prescription iPro. So, you know, at 25 yards, it was sort of blurry with all the sweat running in my eyes. But it did demonstrate to me a need to get out there and look at some of the disciplines like bullseye shooting and distance shooting. But I'm going to use the guns that I have. That I'm going to carry for self-defense for that.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A little interdimensional training there just to complement the other. I'm pretty fast with the trigger. I just need to tame it. I mean,
well,
if I can be that
interesting.
Yeah.
We need different speeds. It's not. Remember one of the very first exercises at James Yeager's shop was, hi, you're pushing someone off of you.
Yeah.
So you have your arm up over your head. We were actually leaning against the large target frames, and then we'd have to draw, shoot, and step away.
Yep.
No use of the sights.
Yep.
The gun, you had to use your instinctive kinesthesiology to know where the gun is pointed. Okay, now, and then we worked back to, 15, 20 yards?
Yeah.
But you need, the sights you have to adjust how you shoot based on distance.
Any class you can take, like Yeager's class, like fighting pistol, take that class because that class, so much trigger time, so many opportunities to get it wrong. That was in June. What was it? It was in the hundreds that day, too. I got to stop going to those classes.
Right. Well, you and I need to get on it earlier and later in the season.
Yeah.
Hey, two little pieces of politics. Earlier, I mentioned how, and you brought it to mind because you said, hey, if we're going to win this, it's got to be local. We can't depend on the Supreme Court to defend our rights. I mentioned that a local judge had told the governor of Illinois, you know, I think you've exceeded your authority in extending the stay-at-home orders. Well, there was another judge who said, you've created a little problem here. You've said we have to wear a mask in public. You understand it's illegal to go armed wearing a mask into a business.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Everywhere where Antifa's been operating, they pass laws about walking around town in masks.
Right.
So, I think we got some in Charlotte or Charlottesville or wherever that was in Virginia. They had the left versus the left when they clashed up there.
Right.
So they put out, you know, this is the thing about the left. They're always like a snake eating its own tail. It's always circular destruction. They're always consuming themselves. So.
I did end up wearing a mask into my bank the other day.
Yeah.
I just waved, walked over, got a cup of coffee, and they said, "How are you, Mr. Morse?" I said, "I'm great."
How'd you drink the coffee with the mask?
I took it off as soon as I came inside, and they, you know, waved at me. We are blessed with an inordinate amount of common sense down here.
Right.
Speaking of a drop of common sense and a local solution to a government problem, boy, have they dumped a huge number of new gun laws into Virginia, including deciding that, oh, no, guns and gun stalls are non-essential. And then a local judge in Lynchburg said, you know, my gun store is essential. Open it up, boys.
Did he really?
And said, here, judge, or here, governor, y'all come at me, Mr. Attorney General. Now we'll talk. Meantime, gun store, gun range.
Totally unnecessary if people had just voted. It's going to come down to that, people. If you just get out and be active, you only got to do it once every 2 years, once every 4 years, you know, that kind of thing. I know you're about to go off and pre-record or re-record what you got to do, so give my regards to the cast at Polite Society Podcast. Thank you very much for joining me. Yes, sir. I sure will. Thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure.
Coming up next, it's the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.